Yo, what up? It's your boy Meek Melly. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? What up? Y'all, it's your girl Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe, no face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of.
I know that's right.
On. You already know what's up. It's Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B, and I'm a lovely Jazzy J.
It's your girl, the butter.
Not butter. It's Cleo, the confidence coach, baby.
And it's your girl, AMG Benzo.
Hey, ladies. Hey, what's going on?
What's
up? So y'all already know it's about to be a fire show. We got that Ooh We tea coming up for you, that girl talk. And we got a little bit of horoscopes. Y'all already know what season it is.
Aquarius.
It's that Aquarius season. They be hating and stuff. We got butter in the house.
My birthday is Sunday, y'all.
Okay. We got butter, not butter, butter in the house. And y'all already know she finna come hate it. Good. Y'all know how she hated on the Capricorn season. So I'm finna hate on the Aquarius season. Before we hop into all that, we gonna hop into this DJ Ness mix. She ain't in the building, but she in the building. Y'all know what to do. It's what? It's Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B.
Ooh We.
It's the Ooh We Radio Show. It's the Ooh We Radio Show.
Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B, and I'm a lovely Jazzy J, and I got my girl AMG Benzo, butter not butter, and Cleo the confidence coach in the house. And shout out to my girl DJ Ness, cause y'all already know she was just on that mix. Period. It's time for some Ooh We tea, and for we about to hop into it, and I'm gonna start it straight off.
What we got? What's going on, man?
So listen, y'all already know how Keke Palmer, y'all know she been trending. And she been trending not because she been doing her thing. She been trending because she got a bitter ex.
A bitter ex?
A bitter ex.
A bitter ex.
But we ain't talking about the ex today. No. Today we talking about the ex's brother.
Not the bitter brother.
Not okay. The family tree.
Not only do you got a bitter ex, you got a bitter brother.
A bitter ex-brother.
And this is the baby daddy, right?
The baby daddy brother.
So this is like the next 18 years.
His name, listen, it's called Saranus Jackson. I don't even know if I'm saying Sharana's
right. First of all, Sharana need to.
Sharana? Oh, that's what you're saying?
Sharana.
Well, listen, Sharana Jackson was temporarily denied by the judge his restraining order against Keke Palmer. And according to him, he been getting bullied by Keke Palmer. And that don't even sound right. I can't even get it out of my mouth right because it don't sound right. Because I can't see Keke Palmer bullying nobody. She got such a sweetheart and she is such a loving person.
What she shows on TV.
So I can't see her just bullying nobody, especially not her ex brother, her baby daddy brother. Come on. Right.
But that's crazy. But let's just get to Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert. Because I love them. And I then when them. They was coming for him, she had his back.
Okay.
And now he's sending shots on his Instagram story.
What did you say?
Okay.
He said, 10 toes, chin up, you ain't the first and won't be the last, shorty.
Yeah, I don't get that because I just feel like if you've been in a relationship, and we going to say this for Girl Talk, y'all. We going to get more in deep in this on Girl Talk because we got a whole segment dedicated to this situation specifically. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like y'all was together for 7 years. How is you at the point where you throwing shade on somebody that you've been with for 7 years?
Well, how do y'all know that he's throwing shade to her? How do y'all know that that was directed?
We don't know, but I'm saying that sound real slick.
I mean, I don't think he would do that to Teyana. I think he had too much respect for Teyana, and Teyana had already put him away. So I'm going to just not take that personally as a Teyana lover. That wasn't towards her. He must be talking about somebody else.
It could have been a song.
I hope so.
Yeah, it could have been a song. But what about Kanye West?
About him.
Well, him and his new wife, Bianca.
Sensory. You mean Kim Kardashian
twin.
Yep.
Yes, well now her case is on the social media and he's showing them off because he has this newfound admiration for her. For his wife, yes.
Oh, y'all think it's that horrible?
He has a new admiration for his wife.
I think
that's his wife. That's his wife.
How you got a new
because he hadn't been doing
it before.
Kanye because a lot of the stuff he done said, especially in his music, it have been very powerful. He got a voice somewhat. Black people.
When he said, for somewhat. For
the when people. He wants to. But it's just like the way he be coming is too aggressive, is too much. So I'm not gonna delivery. Speak for all black people, but I'm gonna speak for the ones that just they ain't all the way there yet. You have to deal with them in increments, especially the ones who just so into social media. You gotta deal with them in increments. You can't give them too much knowledge at one time. You have to give them just a little bit now and a little bit later. Because if you get them too much, it goes way past their head, and they don't even want to believe the stuff that you're saying when half the stuff you're saying is real fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep it alone. There's a lot of stuff in there. Hey, we wish you. So, how y'all feel about this? Y'all know they dropped the top 50 rappers of all time lately, right?
Yeah.
Billboard did that.
Maybe.
But the reason why it was even mentioned is because Ja Rule was upset he wasn't on the top 50. And he like, y'all laughing, Ja Rule. But y'all really gotta think about Ja Rule. Red, period. Don't act like the man.
He
y'all
ran
was,
a period.
What? Yeah. Ja Rule. I do. We're not doing that now.
What?
Y'all really do. If you gonna give certain people like this, how many albums can y'all really say y'all got for 50 Cent? Because y'all gotta realize that was the reason why Ja Rule really went away.
I ain't gonna lie to, but you can't even compare it to. Because when you talk about Ja Rule, yeah, he had his hella
but I'm
back
charting.
Then.
But I'm talking about charting.
Back
I'm
when.
Talking about like my man's charting for
like,
real.
Back when. Exactly. Now it's all
but you know what
I know how it sounds like to say it.
I listen to more Ja Rule than I do 50 Cent. But I
back
don't
then.
Really care for neither one.
The only reason 50 Cent
I'm sitting down
50 Cent is fucking the only reason 50 Cent is trending right now is because of show power.
Exactly.
He's starting to rise.
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
So
it's
like
on the list. Though.
It's not just his
but
rap
Ja Rule
that's keeping
got
his
off
religion.
The list when he stopped making music. I'm not going to say that if he was still making music to this day, he would be fired.
Well, then he shouldn't get on there.
He like, should.
So is he wrong for saying, I'm sorry, Cleo. Is he wrong for saying, like, where my name at? We got
I feel
like
he's wrong
Ellie.
Now.
We got other people that have
y'all.
But it's not gonna be the me.
Not that we don't want to be in that generation, because we came up in the 90s and the 80s.
I didn't come up on Ja Rule,
but
so.
I did. But now it's just different. It's a different time.
When you look at the people that's on the list, like y'all brought up Missy Elliott and stuff, they're doing something else outside of their music that's still keeping them relevant in media. Like Missy Elliott been dressing lately. She lost all that weight. She been showing up. So that's outside. Like when you think of it from a business perspective, y'all know that's how I think. Like it's not the music that's keeping them relevant. It's what they're doing outside of the hits that they created way back when. If all you got
business.
Was from way
we're talking
back.
Greatest rappers. We not talking business. We just talking great.
But it's evaluated from 2024. So if you want to still be relevant in 2024, you got to still be doing something that keeps people thinking about you in 2024.
But it's still not going back to the list.
But
I mean, I can understand
list.
What you're saying.
I think,
but what I'm saying is that we're talking about a list. Listen, we
I get what
on
you're
on,
saying,
but
I think Cleo is basically saying that, I think Cleo's basically saying, like, it's analyzed from the people, today's people, not,
you
know, back then. But yeah.
Well, one more thing before we let this go. Now, what about Sexy Red and this baby shower? Come on, y'all. Something on the bright side.
I'm just
I couldn't saying, get
congratulations to Sexy Red, but I didn't like the fact that she spelled China C-H-Y-N-N.
Oh, so wait a second. That's what she's naming her baby?
No. Well,
maybe so.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because I
so where did that name, where did China come from?
Oh,
they was all in Chinatown, so maybe she is probably naming her child China.
We don't know if she having a boy or a girl. I'm not sure. I didn't.
They was. Oh. I just still can't get through. Like she was bent over and her dress was up and the baby
daddy that cuckoo
was
breathing.
In her. Yes. Well, the guy was breathing in her cool.
I mean, that's how
like he
trouble.
Had the cheeks open and he was like in there and I'm just like at the baby shower.
That's literally
like,
what she did have. It was.
She was like.
Sometimes.
What has the world come to when you promoting your song and letting your cuckoo breathe and also promoting your baby coming into the world at the same time?
I mean,
this world has just cut a cap, okay? And listen, y'all already know we gotta take a break. But when we come back, we finna hop into that girl talk. But right now, we gotta get into that DJ Ness mix. Shout out to my girl, DJ Ness. She ain't in the building, but she in the building. And it's Oohwee Hip Hop and R&B, and we gonna be right back. Say what?
Oohwee. You've been listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Oohwee Radio Show. It's the Oohwee Radio Show.
y'all, because you know Valentine's Day about to come up after my birthday.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day coming up, y'all, and you know, y'all about to be with y'all boos. If y'all got some boos, if you ain't got a boo, sorry for you. But how do y'all feel about gifts?
Not sorry.
And like gift giving, and like what if y'all get something that you don't want from your partner, like this upcoming Valentine's Day? Well, I would say that you don't want, well, what's something, yeah, something that you don't want. How do y'all feel about gifts, receiving gifts that you didn't ask for or not really interested in?
Cool, let me start. Because 1 year, y'all, I got, and I actually ended up liking the gift, though. I was actually just talking to y'all about this off camera, but my ex-boyfriend, for one Valentine's Day, he got me a parakeet, right? So he come in the house with a parakeet. I'm looking like, what about that? That's loud. Like, that's going to be awful. So I did not want it at all. But the more the parakeet was in the house, the more I really came to love the parakeet. To the point, I want to go get some parrots. When I move into my own home,
yeah,
I'm going to have some parrots. I'm going to have a whole house set up for the parrots to just fly back and forth. You know, land on stuff throughout the whole house.
So do you feel like he bought you that for you, or that was just for something he wanted?
I feel like he wanted, I feel like he was trying to live out of, so when he was younger, his people bought him a parakeet. So I feel like he was trying to live out one of his old childhood memories by giving me one and knowing that you always at my house all the time, so you always gonna see the parakeet.
Yeah.
But so the parakeet ended up dying. You just gotta buy two at a time. But for sure, he bought it for him.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So the reason why I asked that question, though, is because it was something on Facebook where the lady for Valentine's Day, she had this basket for her man that was full of, like, Dove deodorant, Dove soap, and two candy bars or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this is what I'm getting my man. And the man shared it and was like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, so how do y'all feel about that? I don't feel like that was
first of all, Valentine's Day is not for it. So if that woman decided to get you something for Valentine's Day, it better be great. Sweetie's Day is for men.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day.
They don't celebrate Sweetie's
Day. Down here, my dude just told me that too, and I said, I'm going to show you. Because
Valentine's Day is for women, and Sweetie's Day is for men.
But that's just, I guess that's only in the Midwest.
Yeah, because I've never done that.
It's on the calendar.
No, but it's not in the
Midwest.
It's
not
in the
Midwest.
It's not.
I think it was wrong. I think she should not. Your gift is supposed to be with the person keys. What do they want? You should not be considering what will benefit you both.
Right.
That's not.
Be giving me stuff that I was gonna get to myself.
Like, yeah.
Don't be giving me.
I just feel like that wasn't thoughtful, because if the roles were reversed and you're saying, okay, just like I said, Valentine's Day for women. If your man came home with some deodorant and got dang on.
Spray. I will say that I'm like one of those people that will do stuff like that as a build up to a big gift.
So, like, I'm gonna be grateful for what you got me, because even if I was gonna go get it or not, you got it, so I ain't have to go spend it. Even if it was stuff I was gonna get regardless, because you got it, so I ain't gotta go get it. But at the same time, y'all gotta realize we be like this with our men all the time. I just got on my dude because he showed up to my surprise birthday party. Not a gift card, I mean, not a birthday card or nothing. And I had to get on him because I'm like, it's no way you showing up with that thing sticking up in the air. Yeah, but like, see, that goes with what I just said, because, yeah, you a car, or you could have got me some socks, or you could have got me this, you could have got me that. But when that man do come with that, you looking like, oh, you should have came with us this, you should have came with more.
No, and I also think
so
it's
we still have to be more like
communication.
Because as soon as that man come with them socks or that car, you was looking for sure, like.
But that's why she said communication. Is knowing your person is key. Knowing your partner.
On our love language.
We had all year to talk about this. And you've heard things that I've wanted. I've told you things, my wants and my needs. And you, I just feel like you shouldn't be coming with candy bars if I got a talk show. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. So
what's the... Well, what y'all think about... Do y'all think it's feminine for a man to want to give? Like, what y'all think about dating feminine men that are straight? They're straight. But they're just a little feminine. Like, they want Valentine's Day. They want flowers. They want to go get a pedicure that's not on
there. I don't feel like that's feminine. Those things, I don't feel like they're feminine. I feel like...
Please keep up the pedicures. Men be having, like, first feet.
Yeah.
And I don't like feet, so I would rather they be...
Put together and not black.
No, that type of thing.
I don't think that's
keep
feminine.
Up your grooming. Aries.
I think that's Sagittarius. That's why I resonate.
That's what it is.
The least
compatible though, y'all. The Pisces, they don't like them. The Taurus, Cancer, and Capricorn.
Capricorn!
Happy birthday to all of the Aquarius, and especially our girl Butter. What y'all gotta say about anybody know a little bit of something about the Aquarius besides me?
I ain't gonna lie, I actually do like Aquarius. I'm on the cusp. Oh. But Utter, not Butter. I'm not sure if I really like her because when the Capricorn season came, she was hating. So girl, I did like her, but then when she showed her true colors during Capricorn season, I don't know.
You didn't know.
I love me some Aquarius,
thank
y'all.
We are loving, we are caring, and
but y'all do lack empathy.
No, I have a lot.
You have a lot, and then when you don't, you have zero.
It just really,
yeah, but what did they do to make me have zero?
Yeah. What did they do to make it
happen? See, like,
but it's like about that.
And be understanding, you know? Be understanding.
I understand, but you can only, you know, the Bible says turn the other cheek, and I turn the other cheek, and then I turn the other one, but I don't have any more cheek stuff, so I have to.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
The Bible says.
You say you ain't going against the word.
Because, like, I turn the cheeks, not having no more to turn.
I mean, I love me some of y'all. So, you know, as long as y'all keep y'all good spirit, like they said, y'all are fun, quirky. If you want to have a good time, baby, go hang with an Aquarius.
So, who was an Aquarius compatible with?
Oh, she said Gemini's.
Libras, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, not the Capricorns.
Because they wasn't compatible with us, right?
Least compatible. I'm sorry.
I feel like every sign that's right before the other one, they just don't mix.
That is. I don't be mad at Cancers. Nah, I will say the Taurus, maybe.
See, that's the one before you?
Yeah, Taurus a little bit. But I'm not too mad at Cancer. Be cool. We have a time, but, you know.
Cancer is all right. It's a sensitive.
Yeah,
my mom is a Cancer and she's sensitive.
Yes.
I love being a Cancer. I'd rather feel my emotions at heart than blow up like a rocket.
Yeah, you're sensitive.
I don't know. I don't really get sensitive from
it. I do take things personal.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten that. I'm working on that.
You haven't got sensitive from?
I've got sensitive from
Cleo. Like, she be like, anytime somebody say something, like, it really hits deep for her. Like, it's deep. She be like, no, because I'm
going to tell you. I ain't going to lie. You are very passionate.
I'm a very passionate person.
About, like, conversations we have had.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really get sensitive because I'm a sensitive person.
Because this is Sagittarius to me. I'm really not that sensitive. Like, the people that I get sensitive, I'm really not that sensitive compared to most Cancers. But I am very passionate and I stand firm and very assertive in whatever it is that I am talking about or I feel. So I can see that because I put so much energy into stuff, people could think it's like sensitivity, but it's really just passion, emotion.
I totally understand that. But, you know, that just goes back to the Aquarius. Y'all, you know, y'all just got to give us a little bit more empathy for people.
Yeah, I do.
For us Geminis, we're going to throw that bluntness right back at it. But I enjoyed the horoscopes this week.
Yeah,
we're not going to keep on it too long. Y'all don't go too far. We'll be back with Ooh Wee, Hip Hop, and R&B.
Yes.
Ooh Wee.
We out of here.
You've been listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up? You already know you've been tapped in. It's Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B, and I'm a lovely Jazzy J, and I got the girls in the house today. We got AMG Bizzo, Butter Not Butter, and Cleo the Confidence Coach. Shout out to my girl DJ Ness. She ain't in the building, but she in the building because y'all heard them mixes.
We like you.
Y'all already know we had a show today. We had them Ooh Wee tea. Y'all already know we got into it. We had that girl talk, things to do better in relationships, okay? And we had them horror stuff. It's Aquarius season, so shout out to all the Aquarius. And happy birthday to y'all. You know, happy birthday to Butter. She got a birthday coming up.
This Sunday. Don't forget.
And if you want a special shout out or you want to be featured on Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B, you already know what to do. It's Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B, 2 O's, WEE Radio Show. And we got you. Ooh Wee.
Ooh Wee.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. You've been listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. Tune in next time.